Good morning, my dear colleagues. I think it was too much dancing yesterday, and we can see 30% missing. But nevertheless, we will start today talking about information, some practical recommendation of transferring tacit knowledge, tools and method how to capture tacit knowledge, and so on. Just before I start, I'm going in my plan to go some database online agency today. I open agency site, and I saw that first position highlights, you can see, it's transferring knowledge in the China organization. It's very, very interesting, because this is just, again, indication of importance of our activities. Okay, let's start. First of all, a little bit for ice-breaking game. You know that before, maybe 50 years, 60 years ago, all information, 1,000 ago, it was on paper, and other solid media. Now I will show you, what does it mean? Do you know? It's magnetic tape. No, it's magnetic tape. It's not microfiche. It's magnetic tape. What do you think? Well, it's mine, personal, from IBM computer. Please guess capacity in gigabytes and megabytes. How much information could be stored? 1 gigabyte? 1 kilobyte? No. Terabyte? No. Very close. It's 80 megabytes. 80 megabytes. We will talk later, but just issue of preservation. In Atomic Agency, when it was big IBM computer, they set up excellent procedure to preserve digital information, and they created archive of magnetic tape in Seibelsdorf. It's a little bit outside of headquarters. Archive now, we count, contain more than 100,000 magnetic tape, but it's small, big one. And now nobody can read it. Just as example that if we set up procedure of information preservation, we should think to the future how you will read and who will need it and on which media. Because there's a lot of money, millions was spent for this archive, and it's nothing, just zero. Okay, this is 86. Do you know? This is 87. Capacity 1.2 megabyte. This is 88. This is capacity 1.44 megabyte. But before, it was mentioned microfiche. Have you seen microfiche? You see. You saw, and I will show later, because this is just one book. One book, it's approximately 100 page on one microfiche. In the agency, we have archived 25 million microfiche. Now we converted it into digital form. I will talk later. After that, it was CD-ROM, DVD. But DVD it's what? 8 giga. But this is 64 gigabytes. 64 gigabytes. It's fantastic. Technology. Size 80 megabytes, 64 gigabytes. And again, before I start, when we had paper and read it, if you destroy paper, is it readable? Absolutely readable. If you destroy this one, it will be not readable. That is why, again, We should think about it. And when you put CD or DVD just on direct light from sun, or it could be destroyed in several days. Be careful. Okay, let's start now. Little bit refreshment. Now let's start. Okay. In reality, originally I have presentation. It's around 200 slides. But nevertheless, within 30 minutes, it's impossible. And I could just describe briefly what area, subject domain of nuclear information management. It's, we can talk about nuclear information specifics. We can talk about historical aspects, how nuclear information became an asset and management became very important. We can talk, I have special lecture about IT tools and system for managing information. But it is necessary in university, in my course, it took approximately 4 hours only for IT tools and system. We have special topic about how to structure information, how to develop taxonomy, ontology, glossary, thesaurus, thesauri, and so on. Today we will talk about elements of information preservation, about little bit digital preservation, quite important topic, and I will stress and explain why it's metadata. We a little bit touch today review on international nuclear information resources. Of course, quite important to know how to manage information flow. But we have no time today. How to access, how to protect information, this is a very important topic for nuclear area. It's also, unfortunately, out of scope for today. For previous years, sometimes I had 4 lectures. Now only 1 about information management and only for 30 minutes because I squeezed. But nevertheless, my presentation with 80 slides will be available at the end of school. And quite important topic, very important topic, it's trusted and non-trusted information resources. I would like to stress, this is bottom line, that now in modern information world, paradigm of information management, information access was changed dramatically. Because only 60 years ago, there was 2 sources of information, teacher and books, which was in library. Now, internet. You can find a lot of information. This is another culture. This is absolutely another possibility. It's ocean of information. And at the same time, there are a lot of problems where, how to identify which information is correct. How to trust this information. We will talk a little bit later. Okay, now, information management. Information is so crucial now, currently, for us, for all aspects of our life, that we literally cannot afford to manage it badly. We have to manage information in a very well way, very good way. And focus of information management is ability of any organization to capture, to manage, preserve, store, protect, and deliver. It's very important to deliver right information to the right people at the right time. This is main goals of information management. When we are talking information, this is especially. Sometimes we can listen to and heard about web content management system, about document management system, about learning management system, for example, CLP, indexing, digitizing, many other technology. But I would like to stress that information management, it's not only information technology. This is a lot of procedures. It's a special culture, how to deal with information. As I said before, even International Atomic Agency with a very, very structured, very serious organization created archive for nothing. And we should take into account. Okay, nuclear information. It's very complex and multidisciplinary. There is Probably you saw it in pre-training course, scope, domain, nuclear information card, all technological and scientific areas. This is special, how to say, one of the most important specific of nuclear information. And part of information is could be very sensitive, and it could be protected and confidential. Example, in INIS database, I will show later you online INIS database, we had some full text document about container, information about container for radioactive materials. After 11th of September, it was request from many countries to withdraw this document because it's just guide for terrorists how to open, how to use, and so on. That is why even some books dynamically could be either open for access or vice versa protected. A lot of different nuclear information sources just to accept, to capture information. It's nuclear power plants, it's scientific laboratories, it's computer, it's books, it's technical documentation, people, most important people. And that is why when we are talking about nuclear information, we should think that some information, it would be so different that it is necessary to find appropriate tools, method how to manage it. Information management value chain. This is I like very much because not just structure, steps by steps, but we should understand that any next step add value to previous action. Preservation, it's just to ability and to be able, as I said, to be a custodian and to be able to ensure that information will be acceptable, it will be needs for future, in the future. After that, sharing is quite important in management, that we should be able to share information, and after that, it will be another value. It would be maybe new knowledge generated based on sharing information. Integration. Now it's impossible to live without integration. We should be able to integrate information to provide access, very easy access to different information resources at the same time. And of course, management. If not proper management, we can destroy our previous work fully. Now, let's talk about how to preserve information, because I think in all organization until now, there is a problem of information preservation. It means a lot of on different media, how to put it in one format, how to organize access, how to store it, how to ensure that this information will be readable in 10, 20, or 30 years, and who will be use this information. This is quite important. And main steps, it's how to select and capture information, how to organize information and structure, how to store, retrieve, and maintain. Maintenance is crucial. The best way of to preserve information for future generation, it's stone. It was proved. This is from Egypt. It was created 5,000 years ago and still readable. Not everybody can understand, but at least to read. And because of this example, what I said, and age, there are many examples around the world when even format in the agency, I know there are quite a lot of information on floppy disks, but in format of IBM Display Writer, I think nobody heard from you that there was word processor, Display Writer. Now Microsoft Office or other open offices, but nevertheless, at that time it was WordStar, Display Writer. Format is not readable now. People cannot understand, is not able to read and understand. That is why the main goals of information preservation is ensure that information will be readable, accessible, and understandable in the future. And of course, to manage technology. I did show you that on time we should move from one media to another, from one format to another format. Okay, why select? Unfortunately, we have limited resources everywhere. It's impossible to protect and to preserve everything. That is why quite important at the beginning to develop some kind of criteria how to select information for preservation, because some information really obsolete. For example, we have a lot of technical documentation how to manage analog electronic equipment for nuclear power station, but we don't use it at all, and we will not use it. Now we move to digital technology. That is why this information could be archived probably somewhere, but no necessity, big necessity, to preserve this information. That is why most important information should be selected for future preservation. And it could be even a legal issue, because in some country, for example, United States, they have different regulation law for paper-based information and for electronic information. In some country, conversion to digital form, this is copyright issue, and not everything is possible to copy. That is why it should be taken into account. Physical only for museum is quite important, that because of just physical condition, some information can be destroyed. That is why it could be necessary to put it in digital form on time. Okay, the next step is very important, in how to organize, how to structure. And we now should understand the importance of metadata. Metadata is structured data about data. I will give you an example. Because for last time, many people, and even it was many discussion in the agency, that we don't need assigning metadata, because there is full text, we just index and find everything. But if there is no full text, but we should know information that something exists and where it could be found. For example, article Fermi, father of nuclear energy. This article, this description is from INIS database. I will show you later. And this is typical metadata. Abstract, when it was developed, this article, which year, which language, which country, and so on. This is metadata. This article itself is not available, but we can find information source that it could be available from OSTI, it's United States Library, and you can just order. You can send request and get this information. This is quite important, importance of metadata, that you are working with many information. Sometimes you are writing article. You should put reference at the end. This is metadata. And at the beginning, you should try to manage your information, personal information. You have to have very good reference database. Types of metadata could be descriptive. It's described source of information and content. As I said, it could be author, it could be title, it could be keywords, it could be abstract. There is structured metadata. This is important for modern information, how to structure concrete document, multimedia. It concerns multimedia mostly. And administrative metadata. This is very important for nuclear information, administrative metadata, because in administrative data, we can put information about sensitivity of information, who can access, who accessed, even we can record in this metadata, and so on. And of course, information which system created this information, and physical media, and so on. It's some metadata scheme. It's now hundreds. Popular format was in the past MARC, machine readable cataloging, still now with INIS, and still now is used by Library of Congress in the United States. There is very popular, and even in PDF use, this metadata, Dublin Core. elements. It's de facto market standard now. There is only 15 fields, and it's very easy to understand from title to rights. It's absolutely clear. I don't want to spend too much time. Okay, how to store information? It could be media format, it's a lot of formats now, international standards and proprietary standards, but nevertheless, I want to stress that if you working with imaging and text, it's better to use PDF two-layer format. What does it mean? Mostly concerning technical and political documentation. When you are scanning and after that converting to doing so-called optical character recognition, sometimes you cannot reach 100% accuracy. Sometimes on document could be some notes. That is why it's better always to see on the screen image of document, but on the second layer outside to have text for indexing and for good efficient search. And PDF now, it's international standard. It could be maybe in 20, 30, 50 years exist. This is very reliable format and cover all types of information from text to video. Provide access. Access is very important because if you have database without access, as again, it will die. The online access now, web access, until now, protocol Z3950 is used for many databases just to organize search across many databases. There are offline access, many kind of software and application system. And a search could be also done through full text or metadata. Metadata is more efficient way for searching because person, expert who assigned metadata already read and understand content. That is why less noise. If you put in database report, you will find maybe 80% of database and what to do. Okay. Now, of course, quite important to have multilingual interface because we have international community and it would be possibility interface itself to have on different languages and on fly to translate how now Google do it, information in your language. Okay, maintain, ensure longevity. Again, to what we lost. Because on time, we should first of all control whether it's readable or not readable, because magnetic media have trends to be unreadable, any kind. It means it is necessary refreshment to copy from one media to another. Migration format, if we have new format and previous format becoming obsolete, it is necessary on time to copy to new format. And emulation. Emulation is very important. Agency has database for special program, which similar Lab 5 maybe you heard, who can help to create some kind of nuclear situation, accident, so on, or create something. This is program. But we know that new Windows system, operational system, and previous program sometimes stop working. That is why emulation it's quite important. And in the agency, they check each program from the bank 5,000 that it should be operational on new platform. If not, they can set up virtual machine with previous operational system. It's also important. Example, what I did show you before, Microfiche. Somewhere, okay, I lost this one. This one, Microfiche book. This is just three containers full of this Microfiche, 25 million. And we agency converted it to digital area, and now 30% available on internet, free. But unfortunately, some country restricted access to their documents. Conclusion about preservation. That information preservation is complex, several important steps, and we should take into account each step. know any step less important and more important. All steps are very important. There are already well-established methods, standards, international standards, and not necessary to start from scratch. You can use it. And maintenance information, again, is very crucial and system, because if we want that information will be available for future generation, we should properly maintain information and systems. Okay, a little bit about international nuclear information resources. Now a lot of information on the world. And it's quite important to understand which information is trusted, which is not. It's not easy. It's not easy way. Some of very famous, it started 30 years ago as Dialogue, United States, STN, Germany, INSPEC, France, OVID, it's now international, but all became international. INIS, its agency, and Atomic Agency itself maintain over 100 specialized databases you can access. And it can be accessed through IA nuclear portal with name Nucleus. You can find by subject, by alphabet, any database, what is interesting for you, and many of them is free. Some of them needs just registration. Some of them needs a request from government as incident reporting system. Okay, INIS bibliographic and gray literature full text database. Next year it will be a celebration 45 years of this database. Now, this database, and there is liaison officer of INIS, by the way, here, and Sander was former liaison officer of INIS, contain over 3.5 million bibliographical reference. You can find a lot of information useful for your scientific work. As archive, it's excellent. All articles have English abstract. It's also quite important. And over 400,000 full text data documents also available through this database. Now I try to show you. This is agency website. Just go to and click International Nuclear Information System. This is just interface. It's simple interface, Google-like. You can go to advice search, where you can find, select appropriate field, title, author, description, keywords, and so on, and try to search if you're an advanced user. But we can just put, I don't know, for example, Kasilov, our father. Okay, immediately we found about 151, not about, exactly 151 documents. There is Google-like hints to select from this already found result subset. We can click one or two to select and go to my selection, and you will see all papers here, bibliographical description with all metadata, what I demonstrated already. And what is also important, that you can convert, export this information to PDF, XML, and some special, for example, EndNote or RefWorx, it's special reference management system, and create your own database. It can be done within several seconds. It's excellent. And now database INIS available through Google Scholar. Do you know Google Scholar? This is, it's not index on web, it's special scientific database with link to many scientific, information resources, and particular INIS also available. What also quite good to know about INIS. INIS also has thesaurus for seven languages. If we go to thesaurus, for example, we put knowledge knowledge preservation, for example. Select here, I don't know. Okay, Deutsch. We have translation. There is structure. This is semantic links to documentation, but broader term, so-called, because knowledge preservation belongs to subject knowledge management. If we click knowledge management, we immediately will go to knowledge management. We will see elements of knowledge management, description, when this term was added to the system, and we can select any language from 7 to see translation. This is thank you. I will stop in 2 minutes. This is quite important. This is very useful tool. This is free online. Contain over 30,000 nuclear and nuclear-related terms. You can use it. Okay. Just at the end, sorry, I mentioned that it's impossible within 30 minutes to talk about everything. Subject databases. By the way, agency created a special directory, annotated directory of trusted information. This is important. Unfortunately, now I don't know about how they maintain this, but it contains around 4,000 sources, which is trusted information sources. It's quite important. Because now we are working with internet, this is the internet topology. Very excellent. But if in the dynamic, depending on time, these flowers could open and close, open and close. This is just domain, and after that, subdomains. It's fantastic. It's life. Internet, it's a separate life, I would say. There is deep internet, and what we now can find through Google, through Yahoo, it's only maybe 15 or 20% of information. The most valuable information now in deep web. Google Scholar is its example of deep web. It's not visible through normal search engine. We should take into account. There is even a special site and methodology how to surf in deep internet. It's just for your information. Okay, and now a lot of scientific networks and portal also available in the world. Subscribe, use it, because normally it's trusted information resources. Thank you very much. A little bit more, but I started 5 minutes later. I'm sorry.
Thank you for the excellent presentation. My question is, I store all my data on digital tape, and 10 or 20 years after, I migrate it to a pen drive, memory stick, solid state device. But what I have to do, what I should do with the old storage system, I should maintain like a backup system, or I should abandon to death?
First of all, you should clarify your aim, because sometimes previous information is not so important. But nevertheless, yes, it's possible. I would advise, now storage is very cheap. That is why to convert and to index your information, and you will find. If tape is quite old, first of all, it should be readable. But you can find reader. To store. By the way, even destroyed tape, there is now digital archaeology area. When a hard disk destroyed or magnetic tape destroyed, some company can find at least partially and restore partially information.
Thank you so much for your presentation. You mentioned that the agency produced all that part of archive information that is not readable at the moment. Do you know if they are doing something to transform it into readable information?
No.
Because it's millions and millions according to what you mentioned.
No, because unfortunately, because of rotation policy, they even don't know what's stored on these magnetic tapes. But just example, it was big part of this magnetic tape documents of Board of Governors. But nevertheless, they counted, and the decision was it's much cheaper to scan and to digitize again all information than try to read this obsolete information. This is just... It's as museum. This is just it's dead archive. No,
it's
no.
It's Board of Governments reports, for instance. Instead of trying to recover the tapes, you scan again the paper.
It's much cheaper and faster. Okay. Yes. Because this, unfortunately, there is no even reader for these magnetic tapes. Okay. Of course, it could be found, but and which format, which system? Okay. It's a lot of problem.
Just one comment. I can give you an example of ourselves. When I was working in reactor calculation, our cross-section database was a room like this, plenty of cards, of paper cards. And that was our cross-section, and you had to carry the cards. That we have used this card as cake plates or to the fire doesn't mean that you have lost the data. The nuclear data are still there. You just change the media.
Just adding to the questions, is there any policy of using defensive in depth kind of thing, like using the redundant systems in storage? Because it's a huge information and sometimes very important.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's possible, but it's not so easy. It's management decision should be.
Okay. Thank you.
Just to complement some questions from the visit today, because some of you asked, you will be visiting both light sources, the synchrotron light source, which is Electra, and the Fermi, which is the laser light source. So you will be visiting both. Professor Tunis will accompany you. You will get there, have an introductory talk, be divided into two groups, and then one group goes here and there, and then you switch, and then you come back.